Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. We're so happy to have you here with us today. We have a lot to talk about today, don't we, Ken?
Well, we have a lot going on. There's a lot going on in our nation. There's a lot going on around the world. And because of that, we've named our show From Tears to Triumph. We have our guest coming on the show. She actually has a book named that title, but you know, it was so appropriate to what's going on in the show. We thought we would name it that.
Yeah, I love that idea.
So in this show, we're looking at the causes and the cures for violence in our communities. You know, a lot of you may not know this, but according to The Independent, there have been 273 massacres in the first 275 days of this year. Then that number may actually be low, according to Mass Shooting Tracker, which is a website that pegs the number around 338 massacres in our country. We have just stepped into the largest massacre in the history of the United States. That's not news to anybody. It just happened. 527 injured, 59 dead in Las Vegas. But my question is this: when will it end? Will it have to get worse before we wake up and pay attention to the causes that are truly fueling this epidemic? Or are we going to be able to wake up as a society and stop this epidemic? That's what our show is about today.
And I think, you know, Ken, looking underneath all of what has happened, this terrible tragedy, I see woundings. I see wounds everywhere. Wounds and grief, the people who have suffered losses in this last tragedy, but also wounds in us, wounds that prompt someone to do something as heinous as what happened with this man opening fire on so many innocent people. We are a society of people who get wounded all throughout life, but from the very beginning, even in childhood, and so rarely do we get the chance to heal those wounds. And then we drag the offshoots of that wound with us. You know, they affect the beliefs in our subconscious minds. They affect the way we behave. They affect what we believe and how we approach life.
Isn't that the truth? Well, you know, I've been studying personal development and how to heal the wounds, as you have, for several decades now. And you know, we've come a long way in healing our bodily diseases, but there we also need to heal the mental or psychological diseases such as fear, anger, bad habits, failure consciousness, lack of initiative, and confidence, and so on. And just as importantly is the spiritual diseases such as indifference, lack of purpose, intellectual pride, egotism, dogmatism, skepticism, racism, prejudice. That's the mental side. And if we, or the spiritual side of that, if we can't get back to our values, if we can't get back to the core of who we are destined to have more of these massacres in our country.
Mm-hmm. I know, you know, when you were talking to me earlier today about the family of this man who, the shooter in Las Vegas, being shocked, like they didn't think he was capable of such a thing. And we've all heard this before. And when the schools went through those
Columbine and Sandy Hook Elementary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really hurting, wounded people out there. And it seems that even those close to these people are not seeing that in them.
Right.
You know, but the healing obviously hasn't happened. And the mind goes to this terrible, dark, twisted place that creates these kinds of tragedies. And it's so sad. You know, I wonder if we all just need to tune into each other more. Do we need to slow down a little bit and really look at the person you're sitting across from and say, when you say, how are you today? Or how are you? Really listen. Really look. really observe how is that person? Because obviously there's some hurting people out there and nobody's noticing it.
We're not noticing it. And unfortunately, as you said, those wounds are festering inside individuals. And with the festering wounds comes, they outpicture in violence and brutality, in behaviors that are just unacceptable to society. So we really, in my opinion, need to stop, like you said, just take a look and look at your own behaviors, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go far outside our own families in our communities to do our own healing work. I got on the phone to some of my family members last night and just talked to them a little bit about what was going on. And, you know, I heard their own prejudices, their own anger, their own issues that, are there within all of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we are a kind of a wounded society at this point in time. And we really, I think, need to do some of the inner work. All of us. I know you, Paula, and I, we've done a lot of work. It's been hard. You know, nobody wants to go underneath the surface of the mind and start asking, what have been my greatest wounds in my life? You know, where have I felt hurt or harmed by others? Mm-hmm. What fears do I have in mm-hmm. my own life that is driving my behaviors? You know, what am I angry about? What am I personally, wanting, outraged about? Those are the wounds that we really need to heal in our own lives so that we can start healing as a society.
And that's what's really powerful. You're making such a great point because it's so easy for people to start pointing out there now, to start blaming the gun laws or the
president or
right.
The school system, everybody else.
And the truth is, that old line that I believe Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. We have to begin with healing ourselves before anything else is going to heal. And so, yes, I think it's important that we fight for change
social change.
Things that we think are wrong, but we have to start with ourselves. We have to start with our own families, creating peace, creating harmony, creating love. I mean, at the core of it all, as you said earlier today, the Beatles had it right.
The Beatles had it right. All we need is love. Mm. But, it's easy to say, and it's easy to watch when tragedies happen. Everybody comes together. There is no differences mm-hmm. in race and creed and in beliefs. And, when tragedies happen, there were so many amazing stories in the Las Vegas and the Columbine and the Sandy Hook. There's always heroes. Everybody comes together and connects soul to soul with each other to try to help, to try to love, to try to connect. We have a society that as soon as the tragedy goes away, everybody seems to go back into these personas that is really disconnecting them from each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the persona of allaboutme.com. I'm not saying everybody's that way because there's a lot of really good, loving, generous, kind, compassionate individuals
mm-hmm.
that are really trying to make a difference. But even those individuals, okay,
right,
still have to do the work.
Right.
Right.
And, I think we all have a choice right now because we've had some major natural disasters with the hurricanes and the earthquake in Mexico.
Right.
We've now had this shooting. We all have a choice right now. Do we want to focus on whatever redeeming, good, powerful things can come out of this? Or do we want to go to fear? Do we want to focus on the negative? Do we want to focus on more hate and more prejudice and more fear, which is only going to paralyze us and keep us from making the whole thing better?
Right. I think Donald Trump had it right. Make America great again. But I think he missed the mark on one part of that. It's make yourself great again.
Mm-hmm.
Make your families great again. Make your communities great again. That's what the fabric of America is. And, it's like when we see prejudice, when we see, brutality, we all as a nation, I think, need to start to look at ourselves and start to say, enough is enough. I'm getting this out of my own home life. I don't know how I'm going to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I've had enough. And, you know, violent talk, violent behavior, violent movies, violent ways of speaking. That needs to go away if our society is to heal.
Right. We have to choose what we focus on. And just as a kind of practical tip, I would like to share with our listeners, there are two methods that I really love for helping us to calm. Because a lot of you, I'm sure, are saying, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't not be afraid. And if you go to my YouTube channel, Paula Shaw Counseling, there are 14 videos of different processes that I highly recommend when people are in trauma or grief to help to calm yourselves. And we're all grieving right now. We're all traumatized by what's happened in recent times. So please check out balanced breathing. That's a wonderful way to balance your energy and calm yourself. And there are some tapping methods. We know emotional freedom technique, EFT, is a powerful way to calm. A few weeks ago, we had Mark Waldman on our show who gave us some great tips.
People might want to go back to our show. What was the name of that show and revisit that?
Something about overcoming the storms of life.
Overcoming the storms of life. Mark Waldman, go on transitionradioshow.com. Listen to that show. There are ways to heal your own personal grief, your own personal tragedies, right, and live a personally calm life within that show.
And in that healing, you will add to the collective consciousness of all of us being healed and coming from a better place.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to do some of the deep healing emotional work and getting rid of some of the buttons you have, the triggers you have, go to my site, kendfoster.com. Go on there. There's a book called Release, Renew, Evolve. I usually sell that book. I'm changing that today. That book is going to be free on my site as of today because I believe we need the change and we need it now. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't let the terrorists win. We can't live in fear. We can't go out and not live our lives. We can't, you know, continue staying with these wounds and these griefs and these fears and misunderstandings in our life. Let's heal it as a nation.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Coming up next, we have
Jolynn Philbrook, who is going to share some wonderful tips with us about being able to release stress and relinquish your story and bring yourself to a better place. So, Jolynn, we are so looking forward to you in our next segment.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We are so happy to have you here with us. This is Paula Shaw here with my co-host, Ken D. Foster. And our guest today is somebody we are really excited about talking to, especially in light of everything that's going on and all that we've been discussing. Her name is Jolynn Philbrook, and Jolynn is a number one best-selling author and speaker. She's known as the Abundant Mindset Expert, and boy, we could use some abundant mindset right now. She helps people clear prosperity blocks, and she is the founder of Breakthrough to Prosperity, Creating a Life You Love by Unlocking Your Success from the Inside Out. But things weren't always rosy for Jolynn. She was diagnosed in 2008 with a rare type of breast cancer. And at the same time she had that, she was going to a custody suit and had no income. And then in 2010, survived kidney cancer. So this is a woman who has not led an airy-fairy, happy-go-lucky life. She's had her own bouts with adversity, and I'm sure she has a lot to teach us. I'm really looking forward to talking to JoLynn.
I am too. And, you know, we've dedicated our show, you know, we named our show Tears to Triumph today in honor of JoLynn and her book. And JoLynn, it's so nice to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here on your radio show, and I'm looking forward to a great conversation.
You know, we're talking early in the first segment about, you know, the mindsets that take us down the wrong path, right? And you're all about, you know, the opposite of that, really. It's about the abundant mindset. How'd you get into this?
Especially, JoLynn, I think a lot of people right now are in a very negative mindset. They're afraid. And you must have gone through your own experience with that, dealing with two kinds of cancer. So you know what it's like not to be in a great mindset. How did you change that?
Thank you. I had to go through the terrible night, you could call it. In that experience of going through the custody suit and cancer, my favorite thing to do at night would be rehash the court case. And I would cry myself to sleep and I'd get all angry and I just would build up all this anger and resentment about what happened. And after maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months of this, could have been a year, because I was in this whole process for 3 years, I finally said one night, I am not going to cry anymore. And so it started with a decision. I decided I've had enough. And then when I sat there in the dark, quiet night, I go, wow, if I'm not going to cry, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And the only thing I could call on was a premonition dream I had where I stood on the stage holding a mic telling an audience of women I survived breast cancer. And I said, great, that's going to be my dream I'm going to live for. So the next day I went to Toastmasters and signed up, and I became a speaker.
I love that. So you took action and you made a decision. You know, in the first segment I was saying, we all have a choice right now, whether to focus on something positive and try to heal ourselves and the situation, or to stay in fear and stay in the tears. And you're right, the whole thing begins with a decision.
Yes. And then the next part was conversation. So my girlfriends would say, how did court go that day? And I would start my normal complaining, how terrible it was, the lies, what a bad mom I was. And my ex at the time was, how do I word it? In my book, I relate my book to The Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. with Dorothy's The Dream and The Tin Man, The Heart. And my ex was the Wicked Witch, because he was just not being nice. Mm-hmm. And so the key about the whole thing is I had to change my language. So instead of complaining, I would take a step to the right. So I would physically change my body, which told my mind I was changing my thinking. And then I would talk about something positive in my life or something I was looking forward to. And that was part of the everyday shift I was doing to transform my life.
That's really powerful, because there's so many people today that are really focused on replaying the, watching the violence over and over and over again of the tragedy that we talked about in the first segment on Las Vegas, right? What do you think that does to a person's mind? Well, you just told us, right? It creates angst, right? Wow.
Yes.
And I love the way you tied in a physical movement. That's a cue then, right, for your mind to know, yes, we're changing now. We're doing this different.
Yes. And another technique I used was I put positive sayings all over my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like my friends would love to come into my house and they would walk around my kitchen for about 15 minutes and they would pause and read each cabinet. Then after they read the outside, they'd open it up and they'd read the inside because my kitchen was littered with positive sayings. So anytime I got in a funk, I would go to the kitchen and I'd walk around and I'd read each positive statement. And then I would practice saying, oh, that's the new me. This is how I'm going to show up in life. Because what I learned going through this whole cancer episode is all those stuck wounds, all those hurts, the repressed anger, the repressed resentment stored in my body.
Yes.
And then, in my opinion, that's what brought on the cancer, because I had all this anger, resentment rattling around in my body with nowhere to go, except it causes a dis-ease, an ache, an illness. And I'm like, how do I get rid of this? How do I clear all this anger, resentment, hurt that I was carrying around? And, you know, a lot of people in our world today have these same hurts, these wounds that they're carrying around, and they don't know how to let them out.
Right.
And I think that's what happens when people have these rampage massacres that go on, is it's shoved down anger, resentment, hurts, wounds, and they don't know how to express them and get them out.
Exactly. And how do you advise the clients you work with to release that negatively charged energy?
There was, in my belief system, I feel responsible for everything in my life. So my thoughts, my actions are creating my outer world. So I said, if I ended up with cancer, what caused it? So I did a lot of inner reflecting, and that's how in my world I realized it was the anger and the resentment of going through this custody suit. So I said, if I caused it, how can I get rid of it? And at the time, I lived up in a little town in the foothills of Lake Tahoe called Grass Valley.
Oh, yes.
And I went to the river. And I sat there because it was a warm summer day, and it was just after my mastectomy. And I'm watching the water go around the boulders, and I hear the sound of the waterfalls, and it's a beautiful, warm day. The sun's on your skin, and the birds are chirping. And I'm just in this peaceful state, and I get this brilliant insight, you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
As I watched the river flow, I realized that the water did not stop if there were rocks or twigs. It went around it, and it kept flowing. And I said, my goodness, I knew our emotions are energy, but I never got what I was taught, that they're supposed to flow through us, until I physically saw the river flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So we hang on to our emotions and we think we own them.
Yes.
And the key is to let them go. So I learned this technique at the river. Is it okay if I share with your audience this technique?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half left in the segment. If you can do it there, go. Otherwise, we'll roll it over in the next segment.
Let's roll it over, because
okay.
I think it might take a little bit longer. So we'll keep the audience in suspense.
In suspense. But, you know, I would like to say before we go to break, I'm so in agreement with what you're saying, you know, that energy in motion is emotion, and it's supposed to move. And you're so right. When it gets stuck, when people become it,
they think they're their emotions.
That's right. And then they're victims.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're not at cause anymore. They may be at cause, but they're causing something they don't really want.
Yeah. Jolynn, I you know, there's a lot of people listening to this, and a lot of people are going to, you know, they heard that part about you saying, you know, I'm being positive, putting positive sayings on my wall. And there's so much pushback on that. You know, is it just positive thinking that can change my life? What's your comment on that?
No, positive thinking won't change your life. It's the combination of positive thinking and shifting your emotions that will change your life. So it's both of them working together. What I science is even now proving that if you think a thought over and over again, tie it with an emotion, it gets lodged into the body, and now the body is remembering at a cellular level. So now you're on automatic pilot, acting as if. So if you want to undo a bad habit or a belief system or something to this effect, we have to tap into the emotion that's been stored in the body along with the thought process and then retrain it, reframe it, and be aware. Awareness is key. You have to be aware of what you're thinking and aware of what you're feeling in order to change it.
That's great. Well, we've got a cut here. We'll be right back with mindset expert JoLynn Philbrook, and she's going to give us a technique to be able to shift your emotions quickly. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. We are talking with JoLynn Philbrook, who is a best-selling author of From Tears to Triumph, and she's known as the Abundant Mindset Expert, and I think just the person who we all needed to have in our experience today so that we could switch and shift into a more abundant, more joyful mindset. And JoLynn, for those of you who've been listening to her already and may want to reach her, can be reached at JoLynn, that's J-O-L-E-N, Philbrook, philbrook.com. JoLynn, we're on the edge of our seats now because you were about to teach a method for making that mind shift and going into a happier mental, emotional place. So can you go ahead and share that with our listeners?
Oh, yes, I would love to. And, you know, the reason why I want to do this is it's really a calling. I learned going through this cancer experience that a lot of people store their wounds and their heart, hurts in their heart. And it could cause heart attacks, lung cancer, breast cancer. And just by releasing this stuck emotion, you're already clearing up your health, other areas of your life. So it's a really simple technique, but the key is to pay attention when your emotions are going off. And practice this technique. So when I first learned it, I was in the shower, and I imagined the water hitting the top of my head and going inside my body and running through my body and washing away whatever emotion I felt. And then I would feel whatever I was feeling. And sometimes I put my hand on my stomach or my hand on my heart, and I would just stay with that feeling. For me, it was typically anger or resentment. But there's shame, there's guilt, there's all kinds of wounds that people carry around with them.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, and then I sure. just, yeah, and fear, anxiety, stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can label it whatever you want. The label doesn't matter as much as you are paying attention to the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you just imagine the water. First, you find the feeling. You label it. You imagine the water running through your body, and you're releasing it. And then you have trap doors at the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the emotion out the bottom of your feet. And as the water is running through your body and you're letting the emotion go, you say the words, release, release. I'm willing to release this. I'm willing to release this. I can let this go. And in the beginning, if you're not in touch with your feelings, you might just feel irritated, or you might feel your blood pressure rising because you're starting to get frustrated. That is a good point right there to acknowledge how you're feeling and just take a deep breath and go, I'm willing to release this. I'm willing to release this. Can I let it go? Yes. A little more? Yes. I'm willing to release this. Now, the key is to stay with the feeling for 45 seconds. 45 seconds is not very long, but when you're in this feeling, 45 seconds feels like a really long time. But what happens is you're letting the layer of emotion come up out of your body. It's like a volcano. It will peak, it will let go, and then it dissipates. And so you've released one layer. Now, our emotions are stored in layers, like onion. Like an onion has all those rings around it. So you can't let go of the core emotion until you let go of the outer rings. So this is a process of awareness. So once you do it, the emotions just subside easily. And then pretty soon you go, oh, you again? I'm willing to let you go. Mm-hmm. And it's gone.
So just to make sure, real. I've got that. I've got it down. So it's focusing in on what you're feeling. Excuse me. Naming it. And then visualize, because you don't have to really be in the shower, right?
I was looking right. forward to being in the shower to do this. Okay.
Yeah, and well, with friends, right? So you're visualizing this shower going through you and washing that emotion away. Is that correct? And through the trap doors in the bottom of your
bottom
feet.
Bottom of the feet, right.
Yes, and that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it got to the point, like, I'd be out in the store and I would get irritated. I just would put my hand on my heart, close my eyes for 30 seconds and just say to myself, I'm willing to release this.
Mm.
I'm willing to release this. And I quit doing the visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already knew how, you know, once you do it in the beginning, you need to go through all the steps. But after a while, you can just like do it.
I see. So then the words are the cue to just let it wash on through.
The number one most important thing is to be aware of how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part is to breathe and let it go. And it's really super easy, except it takes awareness, and that's the part. you know, you go, oh, no, I got to do this again.
Mm-hmm. We have to slow down. Right. We have to slow down from our busy paced lives. We can do this, in the morning, in the evening, anytime during the day, to slow down, stop when you're feeling a negative emotion. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And it takes 45 seconds. So it's not like a huge, long process.
You know, one of the things that occurs to me, Jolynn, is that there may be one other little piece in there. Because once you acknowledge what you feel, there also has to be an acceptance that you feel it. Because what I notice in my clients so often is they don't want to accept that they're anxious or that they're feeling angry or resentful or something. You know, especially women, it's hard to own anger sometimes because we don't think so highly of ourselves if we're angry and resentful. So, you know, I love this, being able to name it and then being able to accept, yeah, that's what I'm really feeling. And it's okay that I'm feeling it because I'm a human being, but I don't want to keep it. I don't want to be it. And then doing that wash through process, I love that. So you can just let it go.
Yes. And as you let it go, what happens is all of a sudden your life starts working better. You notice you're happier. Mm-hmm. Your friends will go, wow, you're looking younger. Or, you know, you look different. What are you doing?
Well, that's
and
the instant cell
noticing.
Right there.
Well, you know,
yeah. For the girls, we want to look younger.
The other piece that I get when just experimenting that with you, you know, when I'm calm, I don't know about you guys, but I make a lot better choices.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot more energy. I mm-hmm. feel happier.
Right.
There's a lot of benefits of doing this work. And that's what I want to commend you on, Jolynn. This is a powerful process. I'd like to say one last thing. And I think what we're doing here is like, do you experience, Jolynn, a sense of peace at the end? That's kind of almost inserted into the memory as you do this?
Yes. And what's really interesting is I have felt this peace come on more and more. How do I word it? The more I get rid of the anger and the resentment, the more peace and joy is in my life. And people come up to me now and they stand by me and they say, you're so calm. Mm-hmm. How are you so calm? And I think to myself, you don't know what I've gone through and what I had to do to get to this calm energy.
Wow. But well, listen, I know you have a giveaway that you want to talk to our listeners about. What you got?
Oh, yes. I have what I'm giving as a gift today because I really would love to help people transform their life and heal their heart of any wounds that they have is my book, From Tears to Triumph. And you can get it on this one page. It's JolynnPhilbrook.com/free-gift. So it's Jolynn, J-O-L-E-N, Philbrook, PHILBROOK.com/free-gift. And you can get the downloadable copy of my book, From Tears to Triumph.
That's so great, Jolynn, because I'm sure that gives them even more information about how important it is and how transformative it was for you, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, to release that anger, that resentment. And I love it that you've empowered people to know they can do that, because it's when we don't think we have any choice or we have any control that we're powerless, that we go into victim mode and then good things do not happen. So we really want to thank you for all that you shared today.
Thank you so much, Jolynn. And I challenge our listeners, go to Jolynn's site and go ahead and get a free copy of this and start practicing that. Just practice it for 7 days. See what happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think your life will change. Jolynn, thank you so much for being on our show. We'd love to have you back sometime. I hope you'll be available.
Well, thank you. I really appreciated it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Jolynn.
Thank you, and you too, dear.
Coming up next, we have Tears to Triumph with our money expert, Steve Sexton. So you'll want to catch this segment. It's going to be amazing.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We have been talking today about a lot of real-life kind of stuff. We've talked about wounds that sometimes begin in childhood. And those emotional wounds, when they aren't healed, can fester into all sorts of things. We've looked at cancer. We've looked at the emotional states that create something like what happened in Las Vegas. Wounds. These emotional wounds affect us on every level.
Every level. Right? And you know what? They affect us in money, too, which is why I think our guest, Stephen Sexton of the Sexton Advisory Group, who is our show sponsor, one of our sponsors, is going to talk a little bit about that. Steve, welcome today.
Thanks, Ken. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Good to hear you again, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. We have a very unique topic today, don't we?
We do. It's unique times, isn't it? We've talked a lot today about a lot of trauma and a lot of wounding showing up in people lately. I mean, some of it's been natural disasters, which couldn't be helped. But, you know, we've been discussing what happened in Las Vegas and the emotional wounds that often precede a person doing something that seems so unimaginable. But I know in times past, Steve, we've talked a bit about what people do when they're with their woundedness in regards to their money. Does that ring some bells for you? And would you like to share some insight with our listeners?
You know what? One of the things that we see with money, you know, it's that fear and the greed that affect it. But when you have something like 9/11, a shooting, people take that wounded emotion and that fear, and it does move over into the different portions of their life, and many times it moves over into the financial side of things.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happens with somebody who's been abused or had their trust abused in a relationship. You find that actually moves over into other things. They're less trusting, so it's tougher for them to develop a relationship with somebody who can be helpful and give them advice, or move forward with somebody in a financial transaction.
Yeah, I think that can show up really easy. I mean, you know, we know when people are grieving, they'll sometimes do some things with their money that don't make sense. I think we've got a lot of grievers in the country right now, because what happened in Las Vegas not only obviously is creating grief among the families of the people who have been wounded or even killed, but all of us get a little worried. You know, yesterday morning, I woke up to my son calling me at 7:30 in the morning. I didn't even know my son was capable of being awake at 7:30 in the morning. And my daughter followed shortly thereafter because they'd heard the news about Las Vegas. And in their shock and their horror and their grief, you know, they needed to talk to mom. And I think, you know, I see this with people all the time, and I know you do, Steve, that they get into a place where they feel overwhelmed with something that's happened, and they go into fear mode, you know, probably not trusting their investments, not trusting the banks. There's all sorts of things. And then sometimes people to salve their pain, their emotional pain, they start spending in crazy ways or doing things that aren't helpful.
Oh, I totally agree. In fact, in my office, one of our team members, their brother was actually at that concert. And as he was running, he lost his cell phone and was not able to communicate with the relatives or his folks until about 2 o'clock in the morning. So she was, you know, I know she didn't sleep. I also have a niece there that does the PR. Her company does the PR for events like that. They were lucky enough to have all 19 of them not be injured. So it's just being a little bit removed. I was on a TV show called The American Dream Show. Mm-hmm. And one of the people that was on that show just the Friday before was killed in this event. So
it's very personal. It's touched the lives of all of us, you know, Steve. And, you know, here's the deal. I guess this is the cost of our wounds, right? You know, conflict costs us $13.6 trillion a year worldwide, and yet we spend almost nothing on peace. What do you think has to change here? What can people do here, Steve?
Well, you know what? When it comes to the emotional side of things, that's really Paula's department. When it comes to the financial side of things, it's important to sit down with somebody that you like and trust. That's the foremost thing. And then create a plan that enables you to move forward regardless of an incident like this, like 9/11, or if you're going through divorce, you want to create the plan that enables you to move forward in your life. The key is to figure out how to move forward in your life personally, emotionally, and financially. And I think that's the key with doing these type of things and taking your time. There's no reason why you have to make a snap decision or move forward tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We typically tell people when they've lost a spouse or they've gone through a divorce, hey, you know what? You have income. There's no problem with that. Don't make a decision on changing your investments or doing anything different for at least 6 months so you can understand what your life's really going to be like moving forward.
You know, that's so wise, Steve. There's actually science behind what you're saying, too, because we have this part of our brain called the amygdala, and it's just constantly scanning our environment, saying, am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe? And when the amygdala gets triggered and thinks you're not safe, the cortisol levels rise, which shuts off the frontal cortex, which is the thinking part of the brain. So we literally are not capable of thinking clearly and as logically when we don't think we're safe. Because that part of the brain, the amygdala, is preparing us for fight, flight, or freeze, not sensible, logical decision making. So, Steve, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, clients that have come to you that have been stressed out, okay? What kind of decisions are they making prior to getting to you?
Especially, I see this a lot with divorce, where people who are going through divorce, they're in a unique situation where they're no longer living in their home, their kids aren't there, and, you know, there's a lot of separation, there's distrust of their previous spouse, and I find that sometimes they just want to go on trips and escape from it all. Sometimes that escape turns into gambling or drinking, in which case I make sure they get connected with somebody like Paula who can help them work through it and give them the skills to work through. I think that's the big key, is to learn the skills to work through those issues so you can go live a happy, joyful life. That's the big key prior to doing any financial side of things. So when we see people that are going through things, we try to give them a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you understand what this is going to do to you? Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen kids when their parents have passed away in an accident go through $1 million in a year and a half. And they have nothing to show for it. And it happens more often than you think. They have all this money. They don't think it's going to be gone tomorrow. But really what they're doing is they're spending to deal with their pain, and they're not dealing with their pain.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
That's, I don't know if that helped you answer your question properly, but you know what? Even in the financial world, you need help with somebody like Paula or somebody like yourself who can help somebody work through those issues so they can make good, solid financial decisions moving forward.
You know, we actually have a term called grief avoidance response mechanisms. And those can be drinking, can be gambling, can be spending, mm-hmm. but oftentimes it is spending, mm-hmm. especially in erratic ways, because you're not coming from your good logical thinking.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I love about Steve and in the Sexton Advisory Group is the fact that you're aware of these challenges. You know, so when I'm coming in to sit down with you about my money issues, and I know you do, you work with very large clients and, clients that, you know, everybody has family issues, right? One of the things mm-hmm. I love about Steve is he knows how to navigate through those family issues.
Well, that holistic approach he has.
In that holistic approach,
makes
absolutely.
That happen.
Absolutely.
Tell him a little bit about that, Steve, because we haven't talked about your holistic approach. I call it holistic. You may have another term for it.
Well, you know, when I was going through chemotherapy after my colon cancer, mm-hmm. I met a lot of people that thought they had it all covered. And when they would bring in their trust or we look at their taxes or we'd see their investments, we would realize that, you know what, they forgot to ask a few questions. And the reason why they forgot to ask is because they just didn't think or know to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. So the key to a holistic approach is having that attorney, that tax professional, CPA, as well as the financial person, asking questions that you didn't think or know to ask on three different disciplines, so we can make sure when you make a financial decision or create a strategy, it's in your best interest and that you know how it's going to work if something were to occur. So, for example, if somebody was educated on, hey, I'm overseas on a cruise, the stock market tumbles. You know what? If they knew the money management team that they were working with had a stop loss at 5%, you know what? That would be pretty easy for them to, you know, get to the next court, find out what happened and go, oh, okay, oh, I only lost 5%, no big deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't know what's going on, that ruins the rest of their trip.
Yeah.
Because they just go, oh my God, I could lose 30% here. What do I do? How do I get a hold of these people? I'm a world away. So it's important to understand if we can educate people, help them learn the questions that they need to ask or ask them for them so they can make prudent, informed decisions that impact the quality of their life. That's the way you look at a holistic approach when it comes to financial planning.
And how do people find you if they're interested in this holistic approach, which I highly recommend they are?
Well, first of all, if they just want to go to our website at sextonadvisorygroup.com, you can ask for information. The information right now, since there's 3 months before the end of the year, is the top five things you need to consider if you're going to retire in this last quarter of 2017. So you can get that white page for free. Secondly, you can call our office at 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. And again, you can go to sextonadvisorygroup.com and just ask for information.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Steve. We are so delighted to have you as our sponsor and always great to get your very sage advice. We'll see you next week, Steve.
And you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. And so for those of you that are just loving Transition Radio Show, you can go to transitionradioshow.com and get all of our back recordings there. You can also listen to us on 14 different podcasting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and we're also on iHeartRadio. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, and we're across the country on AM/FM 247. So we hope you'll join us and continue listening to us. Please give us some likes on Facebook, Transition Radio Show on Facebook.
And reviews on podcasts.
We love your reviews. And listen, if you have any thoughts or questions you'd like to ask us, please go there. Let us know.
All right. And we look forward to seeing you all or being with you all next week on Transition Radio.